You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, most products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close.
Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Getting to the end of July. You know, it just was my anniversary. It's your anniversary coming up.
It's actually the end of June, Tab.
Oh, I mean, sorry. I said July. I meant June. Coming up on July. Yes. And you were married in July. I was married in June.
True.
Just had the 16-year
celebration.
Oh, geez. Congratulations. You didn't even post a sappy post, or I missed it.
Well, because it's on Friday and we're recording on, you know, Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sappy post.
Sappy post coming.
I'll look forward to it. I've just been lost in all of this. I am fascinated with this Justin Timberlake DUI.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well,
it was breaking my heart that this happened.
Oh, I know. It really is breaking my heart too, but he has the sexiest mugshot photo.
Okay.
Of all.
So, yeah, it is. But do you look in his eyes? Because either he has been crying.
He was crying me a river. He was saying
or,
this is going to ruin his tour.
Or he is drunk as a skunk. Okay. Because they are glassy and red.
If he ran a stop sign and was swerving all over the road, I can imagine he had too many drinks. Which, Justin Timberlake, come on. We talk about it all the freaking time.
There's no excuse. There's just no excuse.
I thought it was in New York City, and I was like, dude, there are like 500,000 Ubers on every damn corner, but I guess it was in the Hamptons. So
still.
But still. And he's
I'm not familiar with the Hamptons.
I'm not either.
But I am familiar with Newport Beach, which is like our little
Hamptons.
Hamptons-ish, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure the people in the Hamptons are like, oh, please.
Well,
right.
Listen.
Hamptons has got Newport Beach. But what I'm saying is in our little version in the Orange County, everybody is wealthy and drinking a lot. You don't have to wait 1 minute to get an Uber.
And he should just have a driver like on hand.
He should just have a driver.
On.
You've got the money.
Yeah.
Jeez Louises.
But he does have a brand new spanking car, 2025 version. I was like, I didn't even know those are out yet. So,
and by the way, if you're so drunk, let's say that you're still bold enough to run a stop sign. Like, don't most people that drink and drive think like, I'm going to go under the speed limit?
I don't think he saw the stop sign.
That was drunk, Justin.
It's
very sad.
Well, thankfully he didn't get like
hurt anyone or himself.
Something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
yes.
The police
yes.
pulled him over pretty quickly. And I guess the police officer was so young, he didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was. So,
oh, that's got to hurt his ego, too. That's probably what he was crying over. He's like, shit.
He's like,
you haven't heard of me at the floating stage on tour.
Don't you watch the Trolls movie? You've got this feeling inside my bones. Then the police officer's like, oh,
he's
yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah,
I just watched that yesterday.
Cartoon character guy? No. not cool enough to get out of a ticket.
No, he definitely wasn't. I guess his camp came over. They tried to get him out of the ticket. Not happening. So, and you know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah,
you know?
I do respect that.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, you done wrong. You done effed it up.
Okay, so I just want to, I know you Patreon listeners all heard that. I know there was a lot of fluff in the air about my last case. So we're going to take it to the other side next week. So I just want to preface that.
Okay. I appreciate that. Cause I think you did kind of tell it a little more one-sided than we generally
yes,
do.
Yes, I would agree with you. And
okay. But I also want to say maybe save your like visceral fucking shit for yourselves. People, like we always say, we don't take ourselves that seriously. You shouldn't either.
Well, listen, there is. Okay. So I have now started listening to every ounce of the trial, which is a shit ton. Okay. I'm listening to it on like 1.75 speed because I need to get all the information in. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that the police did that is real cuckoo bananas that I didn't cover, and I will cover it. I don't know if it will change my opinion, but I do think, and which everybody says is like, girlfriend's got to get off. And I do agree with that. I think she will. Even if
okay.
she did it.
Well,
there's just
I have not.
Evidence. But yeah.
So I am looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. Last week, my daughter broke her damn ankle. And
sucks.
It sucks so bad, dude. I mean, you guys, summer, broken ankle, supposed to be going to Junior Olympics for pole vaulting, done. Playing, you know, basketball is summer season, done. Like our whole summer just got different.
Not to mention, so, you live in the state of Texas, which we regularly, if everybody didn't know, knows it's hot as balls.
I know.
I was thinking about you. I was thinking, what could they do? And everything I'm thinking of revolves around water. And that's a problem. Or you could do like city stuff.
but the city is hot as balls too.
I know.
Like every big city. It's like, it's really a bad time to be in a cast.
Okay, so they're not casting it anymore. I got second opinion.
Oh, okay.
So she's in a boot. It's a big ass boot. Like,
but still, you can't go in the water.
No, but he said she can get in the pool, like at our house, and, you know, not be playing, you know, volleyball in the pool, but she can be in the pool. So she can be on a raft and hang out. Yeah. So that's better than the cast. Originally, people were like, cast it forever, basically. And 12 weeks later, you're going to have to like get physical therapy and all kinds of BS. This one, this route, we're going different route.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what's happening over here.
Speedy recovery.
Thanks.
Wishes for Kyla Kane and you.
Thank you.
Godspeed. A teenager on the loose that is grumpy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And stuck at home with her mama.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, should we get into today's case?
We should.
Okay, today's case is going to take us to Birmingham, Alabama. I have never been to Birmingham, but I would not mind going at all.
That is the one place in Alabama that I would take myself to right now also.
Yeah, lots of museums. You could get Kyla around there in her boot.
True.
Yeah, true, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Trisha and John Abney were siblings that were living together with Trisha's boyfriend, Jeff Martin, in a one-bedroom apartment in Birmingham in 1995. Trisha was 18 months older than her brother, who was just 18. So it might sound like Trisha and John were new to adulting, but I think they probably grew up pretty fast because both of their parents had passed away in 1986.
Oh, gosh. How? Do you know?
I am actually not sure how, but I know that it involved separate instances that same year.
Dude, it sounds like the case I just did, right? I mean, how? That is bad luck.
Yeah. So Trisha and John and the other brother went to go live with relatives as kids.
Okay.
As a teenager, when Trisha hooked up with Jeff Martin, her uncle was not a fan of the new boyfriend, and this led to some sort of falling out and Trisha moving out of the uncle's and moving into an apartment with Jeff at the age of 17, and then encouraging her younger brother to do the same down the road. I think encouraging her brother to move in with her sounds like a nice big sister thing to do.
Mm-hmm, it is.
I mean, most of us maybe don't want to have our little brothers come live with us and our boyfriend.
No, but I can see how if your parents died, it's just you two. And so...
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. They must have been real tight. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. But still, you know, Tab, three's a crowd sometimes.
True.
So on June 3rd, 1995... Trisha asked her brother if he could make himself scarce for the night because it was her boyfriend's birthday and she wanted some alone time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. So Trisha dropped her little brother, John, off at the bowling alley around 8:30 p.m. John thought the bowling alley was a good place to kill time, played some pool. While his sister and his boyfriend had their, you know, romantic rendezvous. So I'm picturing Trisha setting up some romantic dinner, taper candles, you know, for her and Jeff to enjoy before they like get their freak on, right?
I mean, sure.
That's what you do. Okay. And then, you know,
they're not married.
Because they're not married. Yeah.
Because I didn't do that for my anniversary. It hasn't actually happened, but I just will tell you, I didn't.
I think your husband would really appreciate some taper candles.
He would really appreciate it. But I have 23 of my family members coming this weekend on my anniversary. Right.
That's not very romantic, Tab.
It's definitely not romantic, but we will play a fun game of murder.
Oh, that is romantic. Super hot. Okay, well, so the plan is she's going to have romantic rendezvous. Then, you know, after they're done, she's supposed to go pick up John from the bowling alley. But it seems that Trisha had other plans. Trisha went to Sammy's while Jeff stayed at the apartment by himself. Sammy's is a strip club in Birmingham, which is still open for business, just like it was in 1995. And side note, it has mixed reviews. I checked out the scene, and I think the Volcano Club looks like the finest club in Birmingham, if that is your thing.
Not Sammy's, you're saying.
I enjoy reading the strip club reviews.
I think I would too.
It's like not a bad time at all.
Okay, so hold on. You're saying Sammy's is not as nice as the Volcano Club.
Well, I don't want to disparage the business. It's been in business for a long time, but I'm telling you they had mixed reviews.
Okay.
So I'm not recommending.
About the cocktails or about the girls? Which
about
one?
The whole thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So why, you ask, was Trisha at Sammy's? Well, that's because she worked there as a dancer on occasion. And on this occasion, she ran into a young man named Justin Barnett. Justin was pretty new to Birmingham. He had just moved there with his girlfriend Sheila the year before. Justin, by all accounts, was a nice guy. He's described as having a young, free-willing spirit and one of the nicest guys you ever met by his best friend, Todd McGlynn. Todd had encouraged Justin to move to Birmingham. You know, they're just a couple of kids. A new city is so fun to explore when you're in your early 20s.
Totally.
The world is your oyster. So Justin got himself a restaurant job in the city, but he also had a little side hustle. He sold the drugs.
Oh.
Exactly what type is debatable. His girlfriend, Sheila, acknowledges that she knew her boyfriend sold weed, but she didn't approve of that sort of thing, and so they didn't talk much about it. But Sheila was aware that he kept his stash of the green stuff and cash in a backpack that he kept with him all the time.
Okay, so it wasn't like he's not flying in airplanes. He's just the like side
hustle guy. Yeah. Well, according to others, Justin stole more than just the Mary Jane, as in cocaine and ecstasy. And that is possible, I'm sure. But from what I understand, regardless of what he was selling, he was a real small-time purveyor of illegal substances.
Okay.
Not that I condone drug dealing or anything, but some are just worse than others, than those that like dabble.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Especially those that dabble in dumb stuff like, you know, side hustle, drug selling when they are young, like Justin, you know, 23 and not fully formed cerebrally speaking.
And we're talking 90, you said 95?
95. Yeah. You don't want to know what I was doing in 95. Okay. People.
Maybe my boyfriend was also dabbling in that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
I never did it, but. I was attracted to those type of guys at the moment at that
and
age.
Me. So. Yeah. So adjacent.
Okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on June 3rd, 1995, Justin found himself at Sammy's where Trisha was. On this particular night, Justin was driving his girlfriend's car, a Geo Prism. I drove a Geo Prism in the 90s.
That time too.
Yeah.
Gretchen had a hard time keeping herself not bumping into other cars.
I did have a couple of rear-ending occurrences that were, I was at fault.
In that car,
yeah. Okay. Well, Justin borrowed his girlfriend's Geo Prism car for the evening because his Trans Am, which he had named Bertha, had a little muffler issue, and he didn't feel like getting pulled over, especially if he was going to be drinking. And now I just thought, isn't that ironic? We're talking about Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God, yes, another
DUI,
Justin.
And we're talking about another Justin who back in 1995, not cerebrally formed at 23, knew you got to keep a real low key if you're going to be drinking and driving. Not that I condone that.
Especially, by the way, if you have a bag
just
full
keeping
of
it real. Word. So, okay.
And there was no Uber at the time.
And how about a Trans Am? I haven't heard that word in a while. Oh, they still make those? That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, so Justin and his girlfriend had split up for the night to go to different parties with different friends around town. So Sammy's was just a pit stop for Justin. And by the way, his girlfriend did not know anything about Justin stopping by Sammy's, right? Okay. He didn't like advertise, I'm going by the strip club. And according to Trisha, Justin stopped by Sammy's a lot.
All the time.
Trisha says he came in Sammy's with his backpack full of drugs and money that he generously tipped her with, which sadly made him a target for Trisha. You see, his generosity was not enough for Miss Trisha on this particular night, and she wasn't opposed to getting her hands on the drugs in his backpack as well. Trisha and Jeff had a plan to get every last dime and drug Justin had on him. It turns out Trisha and her boyfriend's idea of romance really didn't have anything to do with tapered candles and a nice dinner at all. Their idea of romance was plotation. Oh. And by the way, part of her plotation was lying to her little brother because it wasn't even Jeff's birthday. His birthday wasn't even in the month of June.
She totally lied.
Pants are on fire. Okay, so Jeff and Trisha plotted together to get Trisha to go into Sammy's and lure Justin Barnett to the apartment where Jeff would be there waiting, and then they would rob Justin. Mm-hmm. And that's the real reason why she had dropped off her little brother at the bowling alley, because she didn't want him involved. But he ended up being involved anyways, because the robbery did not go according to her and Jeff's plan, and both Trisha and Jeff stabbed Justin to death in the apartment that night. Yeah. To get rid of the body, they had another disturbing plotation, and it was messy and time-consuming. And so after hours of Justin calling from the bowling alley for her to come and pick him up, which she finally did, she told John on the ride home that they had to, quote, take care of Justin. John knew who Justin was because he had met him once before. All he knew about him, based on the one brief meeting, was that, according to his sister, Justin sold drugs. When John and Trisha arrived back at the apartment, John recalls he smelled bleach, and then he saw Justin's dead body, which has haunted him ever since.
Dude, for sure.
Well, Tab, especially given the condition of the body. John says that he can't even recall warning for what he was fixing to see, which was Trisha in the kitchen washing knives like it was nothing, and what was still remaining of Justin. You see, Jeff and Trisha had decided to chop him up in the bathtub.
Using knives?
Yeah.
Dude, I can hardly even cut chicken. Like,
I mean, to me, obviously we talk about murder all the time, but murderers that do disturbing things
like this,
chopping up, this is so, it's so next level.
It is like, how, I like, was she throwing up too? I mean.
No, he said. She acted like it was nothing.
No,
I mean,
way.
You got to be real cold hearted to be able to do that.
Oh my God. I mean, seriously, like my son also can't even eat my husband's cooking without throwing up. So like our family would just be like real bad. Like I would.
Real bad.
I
right.
can't like, yeah. How do you go from robbing this
He's
guy
just 18.
Of his
He's
drugs
like, I thought
and money.
I thought you guys were just going to get your freak on. What the hell? Right?
Oh my God.
So Jeff was in, or not Jeff, John was in shock while they loaded up the body parts in trash bags and put them in Jeff's car. They asked John to drive the Geo Prism Justin had driven there that night so they could ditch the vehicle. And so he did that. And then got in the car with Trisha and Jeff, and the three drove to a wooded area in Bibb County where they left the bags with Justin's remains.
What is wrong with
Sadly,
people?
While all this was happening, Justin's girlfriend was left wondering, where the F is my boyfriend? She had been paging him all night and was so worried when she had not heard from him that she called the police.
Yeah, pagers.
Yeah, pagers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a pager.
I did too. It was purple and it was like that big. It was like an inch. Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube. It was a teeny tiny one.
Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
So the police apparently told her there wasn't much they could do. And a few days later, a friend of Justin's found the car in the spot where John had driven it to. Sheila called the police to tell them that they had found the car, but not her boyfriend. But she says they weren't interested and they didn't come out to inspect the car. Sheila did all the things you do when your loved one is missing. She put up flyers. She called everyone that her and Justin knew in both Birmingham and South Carolina, where Justin was and her were originally from, to see if anyone knew anything. A friend of Justin's told her it was possible that Justin went to Sammy's that night, that he went missing. And so, you know, she's following every lead. So she took herself down there. She spoke with the manager and asked to speak with a girl who worked there that she had heard might have seen her boyfriend last. But the manager told her that girl doesn't work here anymore. So she went to the police with all the information she could gather several times, but she says the detectives just blew her off and told her boyfriend likely just ran off with another girl. After months of getting doors slammed in her face, you know, so to speak, she stopped contacting police and moved on the best she could. But in her heart, she never let it go. She just didn't know what to do. And, you know, neither did Justin's friends and family that had been searching for him and answers as well. As for Trisha and Jeff and John, they all got on with their lives as well, too. Jeff and Trisha broke up not long after that, and Jeff got married and moved to Mobile, Alabama. Trisha packed it up as well and lived in Texas for a couple years before returning to Birmingham. She did not avoid the law while she moved on with her life. She racked up a couple drug charges and a third-degree robbery charge. She married a man named Michael. At least they say they're married on social media, but I did not find evidence that they were actually legally married. Okay. And you would think that if they were to, you know, she would have changed her last name, but it's still Abney. Maybe Trisha and Michael live together in Birmingham. I just don't get that vibe.
Okay.
Or, you know, I would think that.
Yeah.
I mean, she could just be like too lazy to go down to the, you know, Social Security office or, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
But I just don't think so. So they're living together for years, decades, actually, and doing the things we all have the luxury of doing because we are alive, you know, unlike Justin and not in prison like his killers should have been.
Right.
Things like posting on Facebook, new outfits, inspirational quotes.
Oh, she's posting like, inspirational quotes.
Sure. She posted, "Don't let your past determine your future." The irony of that one was that literally the day after she posted it, she was arrested and charged with capital murder.
They found her.
Looks like her past did dictate her future.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
Let's see how that trial ended.
Well, it took her brother, John, 20 years, but thankfully he decided to go to the police and tell them what he knew. The burden of everything he had witnessed that night had been eating away at him, and I'm sure it didn't help that he was right pissed off at his sister to the point he hadn't spoken to her in a year. The last time they had spoken, he told her something like, "You know what, sister? I'm gonna make sure you go to prison for the rest of your daggone life." Well, Trisha probably thought, like, whatever. It's been over 20 years, and he hasn't turned me in by now. He's never gonna. Plus, he was there. He's like an accomplice, and he's not going to put himself at risk. But
well, that's what she's thinking.
Wrong. After John went to the police and told them he knew of a 20-year-old murder and identified Justin, who they had in their files, as a missing person, they decided to go have a chat with Trisha. They told her they were just conducting an investigation and that she wasn't a suspect. She spoke with them pretty freely. And they returned a couple more times to talk with her. By the way, she was recorded in jail later saying she probably never should have talked to them and just fled. I mean, hindsight. But also, Trisha, hindsight is you should have never committed the murder. You should have some remorse. That does not sound very remorseful.
She is not remorseful. Sounds like when she killed him, she wasn't remorseful. I think if I was going to rob somebody and not actually murder them, and I accidentally like went overboard because of my adrenaline or something, I would be freaking the F out. Like I wouldn't, I just can't imagine that I would cut somebody up. Like I think I would not do that. I wouldn't. I can't. I mean, I know that I wouldn't, but
yeah, I know that you wouldn't, but
she sounds like really has a hard soul, which maybe has something to do with her parents dying at a young age and having to like harden her heart anyways, you know?
Yeah. I hear all of that, what you're saying. And I think that's valid, but also I recognize that a lot of people have,
tragic things
happen and they don't go around cold-blooded killing and chopping people up. Thank God, because everybody has something. Okay. And it clearly bothered her brother for the rest of his life. And he had the same situation.
True. Well, true.
Right. Okay. So of course, police also went to go talk to Jeff, Trisha's ex-boyfriend, who had been off in Mobile, Alabama, living a normal life. But you know what? When they went to go talk to him, he told the police, "I don't have to talk to you." And he never did. Jeff ended his own life a few days after police stopped by.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of life was he leading? Did he have children or?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Probably because it was eating him up for his whole life too.
Yes. Yes. I believe so. So now Trisha is their number one suspect and they brought her down to the station for the next round of questioning. They had her and her brother John sit down together in an interrogation room while they watched and taped it. Trisha said Jeff is the one that stabbed Justin, but she admitted to her brother that she sort of stabbed him a couple times too. I mean, Trisha, you are not the brightest crayon in the box, right? You know they're watching you. Have you not seen one episode of Law and Order? Two-way mirror, right? They're watching everything you say.
I can't believe she did that.
So after she confessed that part, you know, on tape, she was then charged with Justin Barnett's murder in 2015. 20 years later. Justin's family and friends were notified and they had to learn the grisly details about his death that no one should ever have to hear. They started a Facebook group called Justice for Justin after she was arrested and shared trial dates and info, you know, like that, as well as where they would be conducting searches for Justin's remains so that he could finally be laid to rest. I have to report, sadly, they have conducted numerous searches and Justin's remains have never been found.
Never.
Trisha did not take a plea. And pre-trial, what I learned from that Facebook group is that her lawyer applied for a youthful offender status due to the fact she was under 21 in 1995. The request was not approved. While she awaited trial, she was released on a $60,000 bond, you know, so she got to be home with an ankle monitor, which meant basically two more years of freedom for her since her trial didn't take place until 2017. In an attempt to raise money for, I assumed, her bond and maybe legal expenses, Trisha's boyfriend husband made a GoFundMe to reunite Trisha and Mike. Well, that did not go over well in the Justice for Justin group.
Yeah, I can imagine it did not go over well at all.
No. And people in it reported it and it was taken down. It appeared Mike did actually raise $5.
$5.
So I am curious who that donor was. I don't know. When Trisha did finally go to trial, her attorney argued that she had been denied her rights because she asked police during their multiple chats if she needed a lawyer. But listen, kids, everybody knows you don't say, "Do I need a lawyer?" You have to say, like, "Give me a damn lawyer." Mm-hmm. Right? So she was not denied her rights. Her brother testified against her. He, by the way, was never charged with anything. John testified that he believed his sister and Jeff had always intended to kill Justin because they already had the trash bags and the shovel. And when he got in the car with them, there wasn't a discussion about where they were going to go take the body parts to. And so he figured they'd already planned that out ahead of time. Justin's girlfriend, Sheila, also testified at the trial and broke down on the stand. I mean, the whole thing is such a nightmare for her and all the people that love Justin to have gone through. You know, he was just gone and there were no answers.
So sad.
And it didn't seem to matter to the police.
Right. Well, probably because they're like, you know, this kid was selling drugs and he's at a strip club and it's like not, you know, the...
It is. Yeah, it is tragic. But I know I'm 46 now. I have a lot of, 46-year-old male friends who did a lot of dumb stuff.
I know.
In their 20s that are fine, upstanding citizens today.
I know.
Right?
I know.
So it just, it's really unfortunate.
Listen, I do not think, it doesn't sound to me, and I don't know. I mean, who knows? But it doesn't sound like he might have been on a bad path, but maybe not a bad path forever, right? So
yeah, maybe not a bad path forever.
He wasn't you know,
no, I don't think he was,
or
no,
trying to hurt anybody or drive-by shooting. So the guy's probably
he's working in a restaurant doing weed. The person who says that he sold ecstasy is and cocaine is Trisha. Okay, so we have to take that with a grain of salt.
Got it.
Okay.
Although I can imagine she wanted cocaine over.
Probably. Weed. And so there is a possibility, but that maybe, you know, he did have some of that on him or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he made some bad choices, but, you know.
Trisha made a real bad choice.
Yeah, no excuse.
And Trisha got away with it for a long ass time. So she
and it's really sad that those choices, I think, you know, take away from, for in the police eyes, it takes away the validity of him being missing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I understand their point of view, but, you know, it just sucks.
Yeah.
So there was also a jailhouse informant who said Trisha admitted to her that she had cut off Justin's head.
Mm-mm.
It's bad, right? So I am not really sure why, with so many cards stacked against her, Trisha went through with a trial instead of taking a plea.
Hey,
she was, of course, found guilty.
Listen, why did they need to dismember him so much?
I mean, I guess that was their way of getting him. They lived in a little one-bedroom apartment in a busy part of town, so I guess to get him out of the apartment and into the car.
Huh. I mean, isn't there, like, I don't know.
A better way to do it? Yeah. I mean, I think a better way to do it would be, like, get a gun, lure him to the apartment or something. I don't know, like, tie him up or something, hold the gun to his head and take him out to the woods. I'm sure there's ways to avoid.
I mean,
it all just should be avoided. I don't know. We probably shouldn't go there. People get mad when I do.
I know, but I'm just like, my gosh. Like,
yeah, it is so twisted. Yeah. So she was found guilty and sentenced to life without parole. Mm-hmm. She is serving her life sentence at Tutwiler Prison.
Okay.
It is a maximum minimum security facility. It doesn't seem that terrible. They have a cosmetology program and an automotive program.
Cosmetology, they could do hair and makeup. I mean, that sounds
awesome.
That
doesn't suck.
No.
Right? They also have something I have never seen on a prison website, and that is you can order prison-approved shoes for your locked-up loved one from a special catalog.
Okay.
And have them, you know, direct shipped.
Wow.
Just, that's new to me.
Yeah.
So from her latest mugshot, she looks about the same. She is not unattractive.
Oh, she's attractive?
She's not unattractive.
She's in the cosmetology school of prison?
I don't think she's in the cosmetology program. But, you know, she's got long brown hair. She is, you know, fit.
Okay.
I mean, she clearly has not been using five crimes, so I'm not going to say she's like a stellar, you know,
she's not
beauty.
Glowing.
Okay, yeah. No. Does not have a steady skin regimen. And, you know, years of drugs can take a toll.
Yeah.
So I think under the circumstances, she is not unattractive. That is what I'm saying.
I bet you she's still doing drugs in the clink.
Maybe. I hear they're pretty easy to get.
I could not believe how easy they are to get. I mean, I was talking to one officer, this guy like OD'd in the clink. I'm like, you're getting that much?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I believe they've stopped looking for Justin's remains.
Oh, I mean, it's been way too long.
It's so sad, but that they were not able to find them. I hope they do have some peace in the way that, you know, justice was finally served. But, you know, when someone so young's life is taken so tragically, you don't ever get over that.
Right.
I know it really like stunted his whole group of friends to have this person that they loved so much just vanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wonder if you ever feel like you know what happened, these people said what happened, but because you never have your loved one's remains, is there always like this little bit of like question?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I would always just question.
I think I would probably, though, you know, yeah, but always go back. Yeah.
Well, that is a terribly tragic end of a life, and a very stupid. Okay, can you go back for 1 second? What happened to the brother?
He was never charged with anything.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay. Well, you know what? I think that is probably,
I think that's probably the right decision.
I think that's the right decision also. I do think it's the right decision.
It was clear he wasn't involved in it. And I think that it is also, by not prosecuting him, it is encouraging to other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's not okay that it took 20 years, but it's better than taking forever for
totally.
His family to get some kind of, you know, answers.
Totally.
So, you know, thankfully he did get it off his chest.
Yeah. You know, we, when we go to Crime Con, we get so many people reaching out to us about their loved ones that are missing. And a lot of them are around Justin's age, right?
Like, yeah,
most of them are. And they're young men like that. And their families are just, I mean, they're in desperate need of finding their loved one. And I don't know, it's so sad to me.
I feel so sorry for this group of Justin's, you know, family and friends, because, you know, those people at Crime Con, I know you just want to feel like you're doing something. And we have social media now, you know, you can have a platform. You can go to Crime Con, you can spread the word. There are so many more ways that you can keep momentum going.
Yeah.
And back in 1995, they didn't have any of that.
Right. I don't think they'll ever find him, but I'm glad that they got some justice. I hope all these other men and women that are missing, somehow, maybe somebody will come forward even 20 years later and tell you what happened. There's okay. always hope, you know? So thank you for that. If you guys want to check us out an extra day a week, you can go to our Clink Clink Club if you follow us on Apple. If you follow us on Spotify, we are on Housewives True Crime bonus content. You can find us. You can click right on Spotify. It takes you through the Patreon link. Or if you love Patreon and you have others, you can go to patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. And we are there on Patreon. We also have different levels. So we have a sticker club and then a VIP club where you get actual stuff. The sticker group did get a bunch of stickers recently, and I'll be sending those out again soon. And also, we have 5 crimes. So if you need to have glowing skin like Gretchen and I do right now, or you need your hair to grow nice and long, or you just love a good shower scrub that is the best thing ever and it smells delicious, go to 5crimes. That's FIVECrimes.com. And that is another way to support us. And it's also supporting your skin needs. So you're welcome. check it out. And until Thursday or Monday, if you only listen to us on Monday, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.